What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
And me? That makes two voiceover girls.
Oh, okay. What do you get when you have two voiceover girls separated by one pond and two perspectives?
Oh, I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen to Romy and Jessica as they share their journey into the voiceover industry. Hi, it's Romy Santosh, and welcome to the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. So today we're going to be continuing our discussion on voice reels, or demo reels, as you might call them, and we're going to be speaking to our guests and seeing how they went about the process of deciding which demo reels they want to get produced. But first, let's say hello to Jessica. How are you today, Jessica?
Hey, Romy. I am doing pretty well. I'm actually in the middle of a move right now. You know, that could be like a whole other episode. What to do when you have to move and you're a voiceover artist? Ugh, we'll definitely have to think about that one for another day.
So we're going to start with Lorraine. So Lorraine, you started off by narrating audiobooks and you didn't start off with having voice reels, etc. So can you tell me a little bit more about that? And have you actually got some voice reels done and what the plan is?
I have voice reels made now. I did them on my own in the areas that I figured that I was comfortable with. They are on my website. However, this year I want to definitely get a coach and I want to get a demo reel that will get me into the fields that I really want to pursue. As they've said, you have only one chance to make a first good impression. Mm-hmm. And in order to get the contracts that I would like to go after, I will want it to sound as professional as possible so that I do get those contracts that I want. Again, that is something that you might not necessarily want to jump into right away. You'll want to get the coaching, but I find that with the audiobooks, it's very forgiving because particularly start at the low end of stuff, they're not as particular. Nonfiction, you don't have to worry about voices. You don't have to worry about accents quite so much.
Have you thought about how you're going to go about finding a demo reel producer, or do you already have somebody in mind?
I don't have somebody in mind. You can do a Google search. I would probably ask some of the mentors that I know of because they'll know people who'll know people. I do know that there's a demo producer who's in Montreal, so I probably will get, and she's also a coach. So I may get in touch with her. I find that her rates aren't ridiculously crazy. I've had one that was suggested to me, but she's American. So of course, in Canadian dollars, all of a sudden you lose 30% and was incredibly expensive. And I thought, yeah, I'm not there yet. I haven't made enough enough of my own money to go and do that. But again, those are things that are going to come along. And as I said, if you're going to go into this business, you got startup costs. And to me, those are things that are going to be startup or ongoing. You can't just take one demo reel and, you know, record it and forget it.
No.
Just like you cannot just generate a website, put it out there and forget it. You will have to go back and update, put something that's newer because styles of voiceover will change as well. Mm-hmm. Right now they're going on and all they want is calm and caring and reassuring because the world is a terrible place and we are facing all of this, so many unknowns with COVID-19. But you know, if you were talking about the 80s, it would be, life is great and we're going to go out and party until it's 1999 or whatever. The voices change, the tones will change. So you can't just do one demo reel and load it and forget it. You will go back and you will say, okay, you know what? That's not really what they're looking for now. Doesn't say you should get rid of it. Who knows? Styles come around again. So that demo reel, you don't know. It might actually be the next thing, greatest thing in, 15, 20 years. I'm assuming that you'll want to be doing voiceover for 15 or 20 years. Mm-hmm. So the demo reels, invest in them. I'm going to, but did I do it right away? Well, no, I didn't have the money. So find your path. If you've got the money, if you're going to start a business, let's say you do, and you've got a budget of $5,000, then you could probably, factor in coaching and a demo reel in that $5,000 with some decent equipment and a computer. Great. Most people don't have $5,000 to start off with.
Mm-mm.
So most people, they might be able to scrape about $1,000. Well, that's your equipment, because you're going to have your computer, your microphone, your whatever. Can you afford a coach right now? Maybe not, but start to do a side hustle, whatever it is that you need. Practice, 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 practice. Read out loud. I know it sounds dumb, but it works. When you're reading out loud, don't just read. You know, don't just grab a text and say, okay, I'm going to read this portion of Pride and Prejudice. Okay, so now let's do it so that it sounds like Elmer Fudd. You know, try Elmer Fudd. Mm-hmm. And be silly with it. Try it with a big grin on your face. You know, it is a fact universally known by everyone that a man in a large fortune wants a wife. Try all of those. Record them. Have fun with it. Mm-hmm. See what you like best. See what you're most comfortable with. Get out of your comfort zone. I need to take my own advice and get out of my own comfort zone.
That's always so hard to do, isn't it? Like, you can offer all the advice, but can't take your own. I'm guilty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm willing to give it a shot. So that's why I decided that, you know what, I'll try some of the sex and sexuality things. It was really outside of my comfort zone. And in there, I did have to do, and I cringe because I know that my accents were really crappy. But one of the things that I had heard is, don't go all out in the accent. Just give it a little bit of a hint that there is an accent. So I had to do a guy who's British. So I'd sort of throw in a little bit of the accent without going completely, because I knew anyone who'd listen to it would go, that ain't no British accent. What the hell part of England is that supposed to be? It would have been awful. Mm-hmm. And it would have been trash. It would have been awful. So try those things. Do them at home. Do them as recordings. You know, have someone else listen to it that don't know you and say, hey, what do you think of these? You know, they're just intent at stuff. But staying always within, you know, some people will always do the same kinds of stuff because they're very good at it. They're comfortable. They get the job. Great. And if that's what you want to pursue, absolutely. If it doesn't bore you to tears having done the same things over and over again, great. But if you want to actually expand and grow, like right now, I'm not pursuing commercials. Am I going to eliminate that entire field completely? No. If I see something that I think would be a lot of fun, I'll probably audition for the hell of it. Why not?
Yeah.
If I get the job, great.
Oh, I love that. I think that's a great attitude, Lorraine. So I think it was great to know that you can go into audiobooks without necessarily having a demo reel to begin with. So that's, I think, helpful to know. And it was interesting to know that you actually began by making your own demo reel. So that's always a possibility, but you have now said that you are looking to get some coaching and then to get a professional demo reel made. And I think that is really important. And of course, you've emphasized this before and you say it again, that if you're going to set up a business, then you've got to have startup costs. And VoiceOver is certainly a business, and you've got to have startup costs. And that includes getting some professional demo reels made. And I also really, and I think it's really important to emphasize something that you said, which is you will need demo reels throughout your life. You'll need to keep updating them. You may get a set made now, or one, and then you have to keep up with trends. You have to keep up with the changes in VoiceOver. And accordingly, you need to get updated voice reels that are in line with the current trends. So now we're going to go over to Martin. So over to you, Jessica.
What voice reels do you currently have?
I have a commercial demo in English and a narration demo in English. And then in German, I have a German children's stories.
Oh, neat.
Because I used to read those to my children when they were little. So I have a sample on there of that. I have some German IVR. And I have some German, like railway airport type announcement things in German and in English. So just to give some examples, but hoping, you know, in the coming months to maybe have something more like a German commercial or German narration as well, mm-hmm. getting added on there.
How did you decide which voice reels you wanted to do first?
So I think when you look at, when you're doing your coaching and studying, what are you good at? And, you know, you look at, well, okay, so what areas, you know, you start to narrow things down. You say, well, as a voice actor, do you want to, you want to go right into a certain area or, you know, some people are like, I'm only interested in gaming or whatever. And they do make, you know, gaming real or something like that, for example. But a lot of the advice and things I'd read in forums would said, it said, you know, start with a commercial reel. So at a minimum, you know, you have a commercial reel. It gives kind of a base of what you can do. Don't do characters on the reel, you know, keep it about a minute or so long. And most important is really see if it can, if you, as much as you can, have it showcase the different style that you can do for commercial. And so I said to myself, all right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus here on commercial. And then as I was, you know, training some more, I'm like, all right, well, it seems the next one I want is narration. So I actually did both the commercial and the narration at the same time, you know, in the same session. And then had two reels created, and both of them are about a minute long. And so those were my, you know, that was my initial thinking. And so of course there's many different reels. There's, you know, the radio imaging and promo and character. There's even off of narration, you have like e-learning and explainer, right? So it can, you know, you can branch into all of these into, you know, way more detail, but I think don't get overwhelmed in the beginning, right? So like just start with, you know, even just do a commercial to start with and then work on your other things. And then, you know, once you get more and more familiar with some of the other genres that you're interested in, then you can branch into those.
Did you say you had got your demo reels made by a professional demo reel producer?
Yes, I did. So I've been coaching with David Rosenthal and with the GVAA, Global Voice Acting Academy, for a while. And so they produced it. David was my director and coach. But you can, you know, everyone, you may have a coach and then have a different demo reel producer, mm-hmm. or, you know, people have, you know, different combinations of that. And so sometimes their coach will, you know, direct the demo, or sometimes someone else will. But the key thing is, at least, you know, I think there's some debate in the voiceover community about it, but, you know, have your reel made by somebody else. Like, don't produce your own reel. And it's not so much to say you're not capable of it, because maybe, you know, you have the audio skills, let's say, or production skills or things like that, but having someone else do it gives another objective opinion on things, right? Like, you might mm-hmm. like a certain thing and you're going to build your demo reel out that way. You may be better at something that you don't even realize that a demo producer or director could bring out of you. Mm-hmm. And so it would really give you an added advantage, I think, to have somebody else produce your demo reel.
How did you go about choosing your producer? Was it just sort of by default, or did you go through a process to make that choice?
Well, it was, you know, I think, like I said, I was coaching with David Rosenthal from GVAA. And certainly, you know, they encourage people to make a demo with them when they're ready. I never found that they were pushing it or anything like that. There's a lot of options. There's some fantastic demo producers out there. And some of it depends on price as well and what you can afford. Because, I mean, in doing the research for that, I found, well, there's some demo producers charging upwards of $3,000, $4,000 for some of the demos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that wasn't in my budget. It might be for some people, and that's fine. But I also think, when I was thinking about it, like, well, it's my first demo reel. It's not going to be my last demo reel. I want it done well, because I definitely had seen there were some demos on the lower scale, that they weren't horrible, but I guess they weren't maybe showcasing as much as they could. And so I thought, well, you know, try to pick something that's professional, but yet it's not extravagant, I guess, and it's my first reel, and then I can build up towards, you know, getting some of the some of the other demo producers, you know, perhaps later on, you know, to go down that route.
Brilliant. Thank you, Martin. I think it was really good that you began by saying it's important not to get overwhelmed with all the different types of demo reels you can have for all the different genres. And just to keep it simple, you know, start off with one key one and then build up from there. And you, again, you emphasize that it's important to get a professional person to make your demo reels for the fact that it's good to have somebody who's objective making your demo reels, somebody who can give you a second opinion and to be able to say what your optimum is in terms of voiceover and help you with that to get the best out of you. I think that's something that we do forget. We need to have somebody else listening to us to make sure we are working at our optimum. And of course, demo reels are expensive, so that is the ongoing issue in terms of should we make our own or should we get someone to produce them? So that is an issue. And that's something that, as Lorraine said before, we need to consider when we're starting up our business and ensuring we've got costs to cover all the things that we need to start up. Anyway, brilliant. We're going to now go over to Suzanne to see what she has to say about voice reels. So Suzanne, hi. You said you made your own voice reel. Is that true?
So I actually got a narration demo.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
so I know that a lot of people say to start with a commercial demo, but I actually went with a narration demo and it has served me well. I've been able to get agents with it. So for me, that worked out. I'd like to get a commercial demo next. That's sort of next thing on my list of things to do. And yeah, having money, the demos are expensive. So you need to have the money invested because you don't want to go for a cheap demo. I mean, you can get a cheap demo made. Oh, one thing I did, this is a funny story. So way back in 2014, before I even took a course in VO, I made a voice demo of myself. Anyway, and when I took my first VO course, I sent them my demo to be like, this is what I made. Why am I not getting any work? They were so nice. They were like, thank you for sharing. Like, we just don't think it's competitive. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, thanks for that very gentle letdown.
I don't think it's competitive. And that's another thing. You can make a voice demo. Anyone can make a voice demo. But is it competitive? That's the question. That's the question. You want a competitive demo. And so my next thing on my list is to make a commercial demo that is competitive.
So will you find somebody to do that for you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right. Because you said you have the technical skills to do your own demo. So I just wanted to see whether you would actually do your own demo.
No. No, for something that's important, I would want a second set of ears to, you know, to direct me, to give me feedback, and to put it all together. I wouldn't trust myself to, like I said, I do have the technical skills to make my own demo. However, I would definitely want someone who is a working professional who makes their living doing this, to listen to it and say, you know what, this is, you should do it this way, you should try this way. I definitely would want a second set of ears from someone who is, this is their job, this is their, they're professional at this, they know the industry, they know voiceover. So definitely, yeah, I think that's an invaluable investment. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. How did you go about, well, I think you actually mentioned this, you went about getting your demo because you had prepaid it previously.
Yeah.
But have you been looking into demo producers? Is there like a process that you're going through to kind of determine who you might work with when you go to make your commercial demo?
Yeah, I'm kind of going with who I hear is recommended a lot. So I'm in a lot of voiceover groups like on Facebook or, you know, other groups. And I try to stay in touch with lots of people who like yourselves who are in the industry at all levels, you know, from beginner to pro. And if I hear someone who's recommended a lot, especially by the pros, I'm going to, you know, put them on my short list. And like, if a person is, you know, well-regarded by other voice actors, by other professionals in the industry, I'm going to go with them. I'm not going to just do a Google search and go with whoever has the nicest looking website. I'm going to go with someone who has the reputation and has the respect of other people in the industry.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Would you say there are people who aren't doing a good job of demo reel production?
I don't know if it's they're not doing a good job. It's just that there are people who are maybe not working in the voiceover industry, or there are people that they're not maybe they worked in the voice industry in the past and they're not working there now. Or maybe they're people that, you know, they're really good music producers, but they're not voiceover producers, you know, and they're not, it's not that they're doing a bad job. Maybe they are. I don't know. But I think that it's like, if you're learning to be a doctor, you become an intern and you work with a doctor. You don't become an intern and work with a lawyer or something. I don't know. Because lawyers are great, but they're not doctors, and doctors are great, but they're not lawyers. A specialist. They've got that expertise in the industry you want to work in.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Okay.
Thank you, Suzanne. That was great. I think it was great that you emphasized the point that was made earlier, that it is important to get somebody else to make your demo simply because you get a second opinion that is objective and that can actually try and get the best out of you when you're making the demo reel. Also, you emphasize that it's so important to go with somebody who is recommended and has a good reputation. So you need to do some research to get that. Let's go over to Simon now. So over to you, Jessica.
So what kind of voice reels do you currently have?
So I've got a commercial, which is a series of individual pieces, but it's all put together as a nice little mix. And they were custom written for me, nice. By a great coach and great producer who, you know, listened to my voice and worked with me over quite an extensive period to, you know, figure out my voice, my forte, and all the rest of it, but also created believable text and messaging. And so actually, this is one of my learnings, because I had not given it a moment's thought. But when with, I think maybe my first, you know, taster session that I had, whenever that was, and somebody gave me a Sky TV script to read, you know, it's obviously not going to be me, because when would I ever get to do the Sky TV script on my very first intro session? I mean, it makes no sense at all, sort of thing. So that was an interesting learning. But, you know, long time after, when I was working with this great coach, it was like, well, realistically, this is the sort of script that you would be reading at this point in your career, but we won't give it that famous name. We'll give it the correct, appropriate name for you. So that was great for commercial. That was great for corporate. And I've also got a really well put together IVR reel, which I'm very happy with.
Did you get these made by a professional demo reel producer?
Yeah.
And how did you come to decide which demo producer or producers to use? What was the process like?
That was very interesting. So I did my best to talk to a lot. And that's not necessarily easy, because in this world of internet, funnily enough, people don't necessarily want to talk to other people. What they want is for you to find, you know, the form on the back of the website that goes to info@ or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of that. And I remember, I can't remember the name, but I certainly remember the experience when I phoned. I said, look, I just want to have a good chat with the producer. No, we don't speak to clients on the phone. It's like, okay, well, that's my answer.
There you go.
I've learned everything I need to learn. And I just thought that was crazy. But as part of my research, a couple of names kept cropping up. People seemed to be talking about these people time after time after time. And I thought, okay, there you go. It's everything I do need to know. And then, you know, had a kind of get to know you session just to see if there was any chemistry, rapport and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And off we go.
Brilliant. Thank you, Simon, for that. I think that was good to know that you actually spent some time with somebody who got to know your voice and your skills and abilities in voiceover. I think that's really important, because it's often that we want to just jump in and get the voice reels made and get started and apply for jobs. But we need to go step by step and, first of all, get lots of coaching, get lots of advice, understand our skills and abilities and strengths, and then go from there. So that was good stuff. And you mentioned that you did a lot of research in order to find somebody who is recommended as a voice reel producer. We've come to the end of this amazing session with our lovely guests talking about voice reels. And I'm looking forward to next week's episode, which will be again about voice reels. And we'll be discussing it with our other guests. So thank you for listening in, and over to you, Jessica, to finish.
Thanks, Rami. And a special thanks to our guests for taking time to speak with us about their experiences in voiceover. Next week, we'll be speaking with more VO artists who you probably heard from before on this podcast about their experiences and their insight into demo reels or voice reels or show reels or whatever you want to call them. Keep an eye out for that next week. If you want to be sure that you're notified every time one of our podcasts is published, just make sure that you go and like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, there's a Facebook group just for this podcast. You'll be able to interact with Rami and I, as well as other voiceover artists all over the world. If you'd like to be a part of that, just go to facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. Oh, I almost forgot. Be sure to share with your friends and colleagues and family and whoever else you think might enjoy the podcast. Let's get the word out there. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for the VoiceOver Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Jessica, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know, but if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.